Time now to answer your coronavirus questions. It's 416. You can submit them to us, Facebook and Twitter. Use the hashtag KNX Corona Questions or email them to coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us again today, Dr. Michael Hirsch, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Welcome back, Dr. Hirsch. Today's numbers from L.A. County are very alarming. More than 4,200 new cases, more than 70 new deaths. Are these numbers troubling to you? What are we getting wrong here in L.A. County?
Well, we know exactly what we're getting wrong because all we have to do is look at the countries that got it right. And the way that the countries that got it right, we're talking about Europe, Japan, some of the countries in Asia, is that during their lockdowns, which were, you know, extensive and not necessarily more so than what we have here, they spent the time ramping up testing capacity and contact tracing so that when the population was allowed to start going back into bars and restaurants and salons and massage parlors, et cetera, they were able to test more people when they needed to, and then they could track those people to find out who was near them, with them, at the restaurant, et cetera, in order to let them know, hey, you may have been exposed. You should get tested. Our leaders didn't do any of that. We just sort of wasted this time under quarantine, and now that we started letting people go back a couple months ago and after the protests exposed lots of new people to the coronavirus, we are paying the price.
Let's talk about testing because things have changed. It's harder to get appointments now. They're telling people, you know, don't just go and use it as an excuse to go see somebody. Not everybody can get tested. You got to be symptomatic, or at least they hope you are and you're not lying in your application. So are people, you think, coming to doctors? Are they coming to you and saying, you know, I tried the city, I tried the county, but Dr. Hirsch, I got to come to your office to get one of these because I can't get it anyplace else?
Well, we've been doing testing from day one here, you know, starting on March 11th when the very first test became available, because we've been treating patients with COVID every single day. Today is no exception. So we've needed those tests so we know who is got the disease and who does not, who needs our attention and who does not. So we've been there. However, just this last 2 days, the testing has really faltered. We are now looking at a two-week turnaround for COVID testing. So someone comes in and has symptoms, I can't tell them whether or not they've got COVID for 2 weeks. How many people are they going to expose? How many, you know, patients would be, you know, lost because we're not aggressively treating patients because we don't know? This is a problem that the countries that have beaten back COVID don't have. You show me, you know, a country where they've beaten COVID with a two-week turnaround time for testing, and I'll show you a place called Fantasyland.
Are we talking about a shortage in supply here?
We're talking about shortage in supply and capacity. There are so many people who need to be tested. All the people who are patients that need elective surgeries have to have testing 2 to 3 days before they go for their surgery. People who are going to go to college will need testing. We have patients who need to go back to work, patients who think they've been exposed, who don't want to expose others. Am I an asymptomatic carrier or am I pre-symptomatic? There's a tremendous amount of testing that needs to be done, not just one test per person per year, but some people need to be tested multiple times within a short period of time, 4 to 6 weeks, depending on their exposure, and that is now gone. We have lost that, and companies are struggling to get that testing back possibly in a couple of weeks, so we're going to be blind and watching this escalate for at least 2 to 3 weeks. And so whatever you see, whatever number you get, 4,200, you have to multiply that by 50 to 80.
Yeah. Let's talk some listener questions here. Johnny writes in. He writes, the bus, he wears a mask. Other passengers, they do not wear their masks. There's not a lot of social distancing because it's a bus. He wants to know how much risk he's at.
Johnny, unfortunately, you are at a lot of risk, especially right now. If even if people were wearing masks, on a bus, that isn't sufficient. Remember that masks do reduce the chances of spreading a virus if someone is actively sick, but in a bus without adequate ventilation, it's a problem. Remember the three C's that cured COVID in other countries like Japan. It's close contact, crowds, and closed spaces. You have to avoid those. And in public transportation, you really can't do that. New York ran into that same problem on their subways, which is sort of like a bus car. And anyone who was in a subway car traveling to certain types of work, like the stock exchange, wasn't allowed to enter the building.
Okay, let's stick on this mask thing. The Centers for Disease Control, they said that we could have this virus under control in the next month or two if everybody just wore face masks. Is that true?
That is definitely not true, in my opinion. We here in California, especially here in L.A., have been sort of forced to wear masks. That's been the mandate. You can't really go into a Home Depot or a grocery store or a large big box store, which were open throughout the shutdown, without wearing a mask. Not everybody's wearing a mask outside, but that's not so critical as being indoors and not wearing masks. So we've already tried that experiment. It doesn't work. The issue really is avoiding crowds, you know, close contact, and any kind of indoor air quality where you're not feeling the outdoor breezes inside. Without adequate air ventilation and control in these air scrubbers, it's going to be nearly impossible to open this back up without exposing people to COVID. And without testing and tracing, you're going to see this throughout the winter.
What if we take the everybody in that sentence and really scale it up, though? What if it was like 98, 99% of people were actually wearing the masks and it was breaking the chain of transmission the way it was supposed to, the way you hope it to? And maybe that number is an unreachable number for various reasons. Would it work then?
No, because other countries that did masks found that they had to do the social distancing. There's going to be outbreaks. All countries are still dealing with that, even the ones that have, you know, successfully beaten back COVID and are operating, there's still hot spots. So they can test quickly, and they can trace where those people were in order to ensure that anyone who may have been exposed is also tested. Not necessarily quarantined, but at least tested. We can't do that.
Okay, so for Johnny and others who ride a bus, what can you say to help them out to protect themselves? I mean, they have to ride the bus.
Yeah, if you can get a hold of an N95 mask, they're now much more available than they were. That's your best protection. That's what I wear when I go into a room with a patient who's got COVID or suspected of COVID. Short of that, if a window opens, you know, sit near there, sit near the front where there's a lot of air exchange because the doors are opening, or the back where the doors are opening, because otherwise, unfortunately, if people are not wearing masks and you're in a crowded zone, this is a highly contagious virus, and you're going to be at risk, which may not be a bad thing for you if you're not vulnerable and elderly. But if you are, or you can't afford to take 2 weeks off to quarantine after getting this, we've got a problem.
Let's double up on our PPE. Tom in the South Bay wants to know if wearing goggles could help make him safer.
Absolutely. Depends on what Tom is doing, but face shields have been shown in some early clinical trials to be almost as effective as masks. They're going to be blocking the respiratory droplets from hitting your eyes and mouth and nose, and also the other way around when you're talking. And we do know that you can get COVID conjunctivitis. I've seen several cases of that here in my office. So the eyes do need to be protected, particularly if you are around active infection. If you are, you know, Tom, just, you know, working in an office, or you're not in a medical, you know, profession where people don't have masks on and are coughing on you because that's part of your job to examine them, I don't think it's as important for most people. But yes, that face shield will give you that extra layer of protection that you can need if you're going to be in tight quarters, poor ventilation.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thanks.
My pleasure.
We do this at 4:15 each afternoon. Morning show does it at 7:45. Corona questions at KNX1070.com.